See, darkness covers the earth, and thick clouds cover the peoples. At the time the prophet Isaiah wrote this, Jerusalem was in ruins, and the Israelites were living in Babylonian exile. I'm sure for them it seemed that things couldn't have gotten any darker than they were. And yet, Isaiah wasn't writing about this time at all. Instead, he was referring to the darkness that would set upon the hearts of many Israelites at the coming of the Messiah. According to the Gospel today, Magi from the east arrived in Jerusalem, saying, "Where is the newborn king of the Jews? We saw his star at its rising and have come to do him homage." When King Herod heard this, he was greatly troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. No one epitomizes the darkness more than Herod. He was a Jew, and the reigning king of the Jews at the time. And all he saw in this newborn king was a threat to his own power, a threat to his reign. Yet it was for Herod and his people that Jesus came. He is the long-awaited Messiah. Jesus had no desire to take away Herod's kingdom. The only place Jesus wanted to reign was in Herod's heart and in the hearts of all his people. Jesus is not a threat to anyone. Upon you the Lord shines, and over you appears his glory. Nations shall walk by your light, and kings by your shining radiance. Now compare King Herod to the three kings, the Magi, who, following the light of the star, went to King Herod to inquire about the newborn king. Herod pointed them toward Bethlehem, but it was the light of the star that led them to the infant king lying in the manger. They looked for the king in a palace surrounded by servants, but found him in a stable surrounded by animals. And despite the unexpected end to their journey, their faith was not shaken. They prostrated themselves and did him homage. Then they opened their treasures and offered him their gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh, everything they had. And allowing themselves to be further guided by the Lord, they learned in a dream of Herod's evil plot to kill the baby. So they returned to their countries by another route. They allowed themselves to be completely guided by the Lord in spite of all the unusual twists and turns they had encountered in their journey. We too will encounter plenty of twists and turns in our journey through life. Today, the church sets before us the example of the humble Magi, who went to a palace in search of a king and found him lying in a manger in a cold stable, barely fit for beasts. God allows himself to be found in the simplest places and in the most common ways, provided we aren't obstinate toward church teaching and unrepentant sin doesn't reign in our hearts. This is exactly where we will find him, in the ordinary circumstances of daily life. Most of us will best serve him by walking humbly in the ways of the church right here at home, making our church a more faithful Catholic community. So today, especially as we approach the King of Kings hidden, not as a little baby in a manger, but in the form of bread and wine, let's imitate the humility of the three kings and interiorly prostrate ourselves, offering him everything we've got, but mostly the only gift he wants, to reign in the stable of our hearts.